Hey friends, it's Katie Hunt and welcome to a special edition of Proof to Product. For anyone listening later on down the road, today is March 13th, 2020. I am recording this episode in my car. A few hours ago, I was notified that our school district is closing down school for the next 2 weeks. I know businesses are closing and generally everyday life has been canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic that is circulating the world right now. So I wanted to reach out because I know that things in the world feel really heavy and uncertain right now. So I wanted to share some important reminders and tips for you so that you can weather this storm as well as any other future crises that happen within your business. So number one, I want to remind you that this won't last forever. Stay calm and remember that this will end at some point. I know that the uncertainty is unnerving and that we all have different circumstances that we're dealing with. But again, coronavirus and any other crisis that you're managing within your business will at some point end. Number two, I want you to understand your finances. Take a look at what you have in your business account and your personal reserves. Look at what your monthly expenses are and see where you can curb expenses in your business. For example, maybe you can cut expenses on the tech side or supplies. Maybe you hold off on doing your new release or you reduce the number of SKUs that you're releasing in your new release. The thing is, we don't know how long a crisis will last, right? So I want you to be conservative in your business spending. I also want you to assess your income streams and figure out what your anticipated revenue will be for the next 3 to 6 months. What orders might get canceled or postponed? What projects have you taken on that might not come to fruition? How can you incentivize your current customers to either order more from you or to just postpone their orders rather than cancel their orders? And then I also want you to think about your savings. Do you have savings to lean on? And if you don't, as soon as this crisis is over, I really want you to focus on building up a business savings account for emergencies, as well as a personal emergency account if you do not have one already. Number three, I want you to identify supplemental income options. If product sales are down, you need to think about how you're going to make money in other ways. So maybe you could pick up design work or other freelance gigs on websites like Upwork or Fiverr, or even through your local communities. You could also, if cash flow is tight, consider doing a small business loan. The SBA has loans, Fundbox, Cabbage, even PayPal offers small business loans if you need some extra cash temporarily. And as a last resort, you can also pull money out of a retirement account or a 401k. Now, I do have to say there are huge fees that are associated with early withdrawals from these types of accounts. And as things currently stand, the market is down right now. So I do not recommend this option unless it is absolutely necessary. It should be a last resort for you. Number four, in your business, I want you to have a backup or a continuity plan. Think about who can you trust to run things if you or a family member gets sick and you're unable to work. My financial planner recommends identifying 2 to 3 people who truly understand your business and who you trust, people that could step in if you need to step out. Now, this could be a family member or a friend or even a colleague, somebody that you work with peripherally. Number five, I want you to use this time to work on your business. You know, everyone is self-quarantining at this point. Things are being canceled so that we're doing social distancing in this particular crisis. But if you have time to do this, I want you to work on things like your back-end systems in your business, your processes. Maybe you update your website or design new products. Use this time to play creatively. Maybe you take photos or update your catalog. You could also do things that you will use later. So for example, you could pre-plan your social media content or write emails, all of the things that maybe you've been putting off, and you can send these out later when things get back to normal. Number six, I want you to change your messaging. Remember that many of your customers are also small business owners, and they are feeling their own stress, their own anxiety, And if you're sending out marketing mailers or emails to them, I want you to change your messaging. I want you to acknowledge what's going on in the world, how we're all in this together, and ask how you can support them. The fact is, sales are going to be slower right now because people are concerned about their personal lives, they're concerned about their health, and their own businesses. But reaching out to clients and letting them know that you care, well, that's going to help you build that relationship, which they will appreciate and remember when all of this is over. Number 7, give yourself time to process your feelings. All of us react differently to stressful situations. We are all dealing with different personal and business circumstances. So I want you to make sure that you're giving yourself time to process how you are feeling, identifying what your true main concerns are, and then making decisions on how to proceed. Really, guys, taking care of yourself and your family and your team members that work for you, those are the main priorities right now. And then 8, leverage your community. We are fortunate in that we have a whole group of people here who understand what it's like to run a small business. We're all feeling the crunch and the uncertainty, but I want to remind you that we have each other. So our Paper Camp alumni have their Facebook group that they're working in. We also have our Friends of Proof to Product Facebook group that you all may join. I'm sure you all have your different circles of business friends. Share what's working with them. Check in with each other. We need to keep each other calm and focused on getting through all of this together, right? All right, friends. I want you to stay healthy, wash your hands, enjoy time with loved ones, and remember that we will get through this and we will be okay. Talk to you soon.